Hello and welcome to the Breakdown Podcast from Q Radio and Ulster Rugby. I'm your host, Simon Hunter, and today I'm joined by two of the world's great sporting gentlemen. We've got Ruan Pienaar and Louis Lüdig. How's it going, gents?
Yeah, we're good, thank you. Thanks for inviting us. Nice to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Simon. Awesome to be here.
You're very welcome. Well, I'll start off by asking, which of these is more difficult? Dodging some of the world's top flankers in defence or getting into our car park?
Yeah, the car park was such a mission this morning, but yeah, no, I'll definitely take on any loose forward on the rugby field before coming in. Yeah,
I think parking in Belfast generally quite a nightmare if you're looking for parking. So yeah, it wasn't any better getting in here, but thankfully we got a spot and yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, I'll just ask Piney to give me a lift. He fortunately got a spot inside, but I had to park about a couple of kilometres away, so I'll just ask him for a lift afterwards.
Well, are you enjoying the return to winter? Today, walking in, for example, this morning at 6:30 for my shift, I decided to walk this morning, and actually halfway down the walk, I thought, maybe I should have driven in. That wind's pretty cold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cold. A little bit better than yesterday. Yesterday morning when we got to the stadium, it was nice and sunny, but the wind was very chilly, so it makes quite interesting for training.
Yeah, true optimist. I love that. You know, it's like, well, it's at least it's better than yesterday, you know?
I think we're getting used to Belfast now. It's four seasons in one day. Just when you think it's getting better, then winter strikes again. So hopefully this will be the last of it and we'll get some nice weather in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I hope so. And hearing that you're used to it, Ruan, I mean, what were your first impressions, or perhaps what did you hear about Belfast and Northern Ireland in terms of the weather that we experience off that Atlantic coast?
I don't think there was many positives, I guess. After 7 years, you know, after 7 years playing for Ulster and living in Belfast, you sort of get used to it. But I think coming from South Africa and staying in Durban before coming here, obviously it's a massive change. But I mean, it's not too bad. The houses are equipped with all the heating systems that keeps you nice and warm, and the family's happy. And but it is a challenge sometimes. And I think especially when you have kids, you've got to entertain them indoors, so instead of relaxing a bit after training, you've got to do ballet dances with your daughter or kick balls inside with your son. So, but it's all good fun.
So the work begins basically when you get home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Louis being a family man as well, you can relate to that.
Yeah, absolutely. When you get home, the wife just passes on the baby. That's her shift done, so you have to take it from there. So no, it's all fun.
It's good. I mean, I hear from colleagues, they say, you know, that the work begins. I get home at 2:30, some of them, or perhaps 5:30, and then the work begins. If they maybe get a couple of kids. You know, fair play to you guys. I don't know if you've seen Callum Black's coat. He picked up this coat a couple of months ago when he was in with Darren Cave last month. He came in this sort of, you know, puffy coat, and he had a bit of the, you know, the furry stuff around the neck and stuff, and Darren said, oh, by the way, he's very, very pleased with this coat. And he said that when the two of them were away in Budapest for the Stag Do, he seemed to pick this up as a bit of a bargain, and he was just very proud of it. So I think the whole team could do with those coats in this sort of weather.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think it's my look, really. I don't think if we can take any fashion advice from a prop, really. So I think I might give it a skip on that one, but yeah, Callum's very proud of it. I've seen him wearing that, and only he can pull it off. So
yeah, Piney's got awesome fashion sense. As you can see, he's always well dressed, and he knows what he's talking about. So no, I think we weren't taking advice from Callum.
Well, you, Louis, today walked in a pair of shades. So yeah, from the car park, you had a pair of shades on. So I think the two of you are doing all right, you know.
And the sun's not even out.
I know, right? Was that to protect the eyes from the wind?
I'm an optimist. I know it's going to come out at some stage. I'm always prepared.
Well, do you think you can take any coffee advice from Callum? He's been talking about his coffee, and I was asking Tommy and Craig as well when they were in last time about the Baldy barista and how he's getting on. Maybe that's the thing you guys need in this sort of weather, is it?
Yeah, no, I think I'm really excited to see what the coffee shop will be like. I think him and Darren gave quite an interesting pairing in going into a business together, but they you know, looking forward to it, and obviously nice to see players getting stuff sorted, you know, outside of rugby. But Callum loves his coffee. I think he only started drinking coffee 2.5 years ago, and now he's an absolute crazy about his coffee, and I think he backs himself with the knowledge he's got about Coffey, and I think it's always also good to see someone giving Robbie Dyke a bit of a go. He's obviously proud of what he's achieved in Ormo Road, so I think some of the boys might move across to Callum and KV's place and start supporting him. So I know Robbie has been given a hard time the last year or so since the coffee shop opened, but I think it's good to see the guys, and I'm sure that the team will support both of them.
Bit of competition, yeah. Well, turning to the rugby, Louis, you guys are in at the perfect time really in the season, because we've got an interesting setup in the Pro 12. Ulster fourth, won your last five games in the competition after a disappointing European campaign. Gwent Dragons Friday night. What's the mood in the camp?
No, it's obviously very positive, especially after the last game against Zebre. I think a record of 10 tries, and it's a very good performance by the team. And the guys are very excited for this weekend. We always struggle when you go away to Rodney. And we know it's going to be very tough. They're a very proud team, and they're going to come out with everything. So the biggest thing is for us not to underestimate them. Like I said, we normally struggle against them. So we're going to go out there, or I'm not playing, so, but there is the guys, they're going to go there and obviously give it their best, and we need a win. It's too close to let something slip now, so the vibe is very, very good at the moment, and I'm sure the guys will do a job down there.
Yeah, well, how's your recovery been from the concussion?
Yeah, no, it's been very frustrating. Every time I train, a headache comes along, and it's almost every time you lie in bed, you just wait for it to come, and it's one of those things. As a rugby player, it's the most frustrating thing, and we know it's a contact sport and it comes with the risk, but like if it's after a couple of weeks and you're still getting the headaches. Last week on holiday I was thinking is it almost time to hang up my boots, and you never know when that day is going to come, and you just hope it goes away. So but this week's been very positive so far. I've had two good training days and no headaches so far, so it's going very, very well, and hopefully I'll be back for the next game. And I can only hope.
Well, Ruan, it's something that Ulster perhaps have become very well accustomed to. We're no strangers to the reports of injuries and consistent issues with some of the players. Do you think that, in a sort of a strange sense, prepares you guys better for when a player does go down, and you've got so much depth now in the squad, really, that you can cater for that?
I guess that's probably key. The word you mentioned there is depth, and I think a couple of years ago it would have been something we struggled with, and now we've got a big squad of guys that's been around the block for a number of years, and also young players coming through the last couple of seasons. So I guess, like Louis said, injuries are part of the sport we're doing, but I think it is pretty frustrating when you see some of your guys out for long-term injuries and you feel sorry for them. A guy like Tommy that's been through a tough time and now he's out injured again. I mean, you feel so bad for a guy like that's, you know, really training hard, putting in a massive shift every day, and just getting an injury like that again obviously is devastating for him and for the team. But again, that gives opportunity to other guys. If you see the way Jacob Stockdale's progressed this season as well, with guys being injured, you know, he's taken his chance. He's our top try scorer, I think, this season so far. So I think all of us try and prepare as well as possible and try and be ready when Les wants you to be involved. And I think that's sort of the way we look at it as a squad, is everyone prepare as well as possible, and when you ask to play, you got to step in and perform well. So this is a business part of the season now, so everyone needs to be ready. Like Louis said, a lot of players are getting back to fitness now, so hopefully we'll have a good squad to pick from.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you mention Jacob. And Louis, even for an experienced player like yourself, with all the versatility that you've been employing this season and all the movement, especially in the back three that we've seen, do you feel that you've been learning a lot this season? I mentioned, you know, the experience that you have, but do you feel there's been a lot of movement around, and you've learned a good few things about changing in certain positions or playing with certain players?
Yeah, no, it's always interesting when you move around. down, especially if you go, the back three is pretty similar some ways, but when I move to centre, it's always a bit more difficult, especially on defence. There's many more decisions to make. It's quite a tough position to defend on. So when I'm picked on centre, it's always a bit stressful, and I try to make try to prepare as much as possible who I'm playing against, and that makes it quite tough. But in the back three, it's when you play alongside guys like Charles and Craig Gilroy and Jacob, it makes it so much easier. They're brilliant players, and this season so far we've just played off each other, and especially a guy like Charles, such an exciting player, and he loves to attack, and it's awesome just to play alongside him. So it is it never gets old. It's awesome to be on the tip of your toes and always be ready to play. And like I've said before, I just love playing on with the guys and playing for Ulster. So it doesn't matter where I play, as long as I'm picked, I'm happy. And it's always a challenge.
And having signed a new 3-year deal, I'm sure it bodes very well for the future, and it excites you, I'm sure, for what will come in the future with some of the new players coming through and the young guys. Mentioned a couple of names, perhaps Rob Little and Jacob, of course, and guys like David Busby as well in recent weeks. So it must that must excite you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's awesome to have young guys like that. They bring excitement to the team, and Jacob, you can see, he just wants to run with the ball, and that just brings, like I said, excitement. And it's very good for the club to get youngsters like that coming through, and it just gives the gives the team a little bit more depth, and it keeps us on our toes as well. There's always competition, and we push for positions, and there's just so many guys that can get picked. So there's a couple of guys that over the weeks that gets disappointed, and they don't get into the team, and that just helps us perform on the field. So when there's competition, you know you have to perform every single week, and you have to try and keep your spot. That's why when you get injured, it's so frustrating, because other guys play so well and you have to prove yourself again. But that's just great for the team. It just lifts everyone, it lifts the whole team's performance, and that produces more tries. So it's a win-win for the team.
Yeah, Ruan, we know what happened last year, of course, down at the RDS and the playoffs and the Pro 12, and what's different about the team and perhaps the mentality and the preparations this year that gives you confidence that you guys can go on and get that silverware?
I'm not sure if there's a difference. I think for us, it's probably been a bit of an inconsistent season up until this far, and I think we've built a bit of momentum the last couple of weeks. So I think for us now, it's just on building on that. It's a tough challenge going to Dragons and play them at Rodney Parade, but you know, that's where you build character as a team. That's where you see where you stand as a team and as a squad. And you know, we can't let anything slip now. Everything's in our hands. We can't rely on other teams' results, so it's a big challenge. And I think every game now for us is like a semi-final. So if we make the playoffs and we face one of those teams again, hopefully we'll be prepared well. And I think also some of the Irish guys coming back now will lift the team and bring some energy and a lot of experience and leadership as well, having Rory and Jacko, all those guys that's performed well for Ireland back. And so yeah, I don't think there's, I think, you know, for us now it's game by game, trying to get the result and hopefully make this playoff. So it's a tough place to be in. I think we could have been in a better place by now. We let a couple of games slip, but that's the way it's gone, and that's the way sport goes. So for us now, it's preparing well for each game and try and play as well as possible.
Yeah, and you'll be hoping some of the Ireland boys will be bringing some of the momentum from that win over England at the weekend.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was a fantastic performance. I think a lot of people thought they might struggle, especially after the Wales game. But yeah, I think fair play to them. They came out, played really well, and probably dominated that game for most parts, and didn't give England any room to play the way they wanted to play. So yeah, I think it will be nice to welcome those guys back and have them back in the team, and just adds so much energy and lifts everyone up to have those guys back. And yeah, I think in my case, I just want to finish the season on high before it all ends for me. So so hopefully everyone's fit, ready to go, and ready to perform well.
Yeah. Well, mentioning the end of the season, and it sounds as if we're getting ahead of ourselves, but it potentially will fly in. Baba's game, Barbarians, on the 1st of June at the Kingspan, that some have been billing will be an opportunity, Ruan, for fans to see you in action perhaps one final time.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Yeah, I thought that Leinster at home might be my last game, so I'm not too sure what's going to happen. Yeah, hopefully I'll be involved there. And yeah, so home games are running out quickly now, but yeah, I think still loads to play for. I think there's still a lot to prove for us as a team and as a squad, and I think that's my main focus now, is just for us to play well, get the results, and hopefully get some silverware come the end of the season and not being disappointed once again. So I think that will be our main focus now, is just try and put ourselves in a position to win something.
Yeah, well, it's well documented how well the team tends to gel and how well people get on with each other at the club and the setup at the club and so on. But in terms of life off the pitch, since you guys have been here, and Ruan, of course, slightly longer than Louis, what about life in Belfast and Northern Ireland have you guys enjoyed? Because we have listeners who are very curious to know and wonder how you're finding life here.
No, it's brilliant. We absolutely love it. It's definitely one of the most beautiful parts in the world. We love, my wife and I, we love taking the scenic route up north. It's just amazing, especially we don't get a lot of clear days, but whenever it's a clear day and we've got an off day, we go up north, and it's just so beautiful, the views up there, and if you can see Scotland from afar, it's just really amazing. It's just green everywhere. There's not a lot of parts in South Africa that's that green, and it's just an amazing place. And for one thing, the people are just amazing. The people are so friendly and accommodating, and I always say when you can see it on the roads, everyone gives people a chance and no one's on the horn, and people are very patient over here, so we are really enjoying it. I think otherwise we would have not signed a 3-year deal. So it's Belfast is really an awesome place. It's got its history, and it's got a rich history and a proud people over here, so it's a really amazing place. And obviously we love touring, we love going down south as well. Dublin's an awesome place to visit, and whenever we've got time off, we love to travel all over Europe. So it's while we're here in the EU and in the UK, we love traveling and seeing the world, so we're very fortunate that way.
And Ruan, you'd say perhaps something similar?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think Belfast is a awesome city to live in. I think it's not a massive place. You can get from one point to the other point, you know, in 20 minutes. Awesome restaurants, great food. Like Louis mentioned, the people's been fantastic, you know, to all of us. And I think that sort of, you know, makes it so much easier to slot in. And I think there's so many nice villages and little towns half an hour away from Belfast that you can go and visit and do things with the kids. So I think as a place to bring up a family, you know, to really enjoy life, I think Belfast is a perfect place. And obviously schooling for me with kids now is really good. So yeah, awesome place to bring up a family. So yeah, I've got nothing negative to say about Belfast. It's been a really joyful experience, and yeah, I never thought I'll be here for this long, but I have, and hopefully I'll return here. So it's been a great experience.
Yeah, and some of the local cuisine, which I know that some people tend to smile about, because we have some interesting names, which I'm sure you have come across at this stage. But starting off with things like tato cheese and onion crisps, I'm sure people, wonderfully tasty, you know, and always a favourite of tourists. Bushmills whiskey, is that something you've sampled since being here? Up near the north coast, of course, Louis. So have you ever heard of the term Pretas? Pretas, no? It's a very, very colloquial term for potatoes. That's also up near the north coast. As you can tell, I've spent a bit of time up there. Wheaten bread, that's another thing you guys have, yeah. Soda bread.
Yeah.
And yeah. The last one, which people always sort of turn their, they look, what does that mean? Fudge, have you heard of fudge? That's another thing that is a delicacy in this part of the world. Have you heard of it?
No, not yet.
Potato cakes. believe it or not.
Okay, so, okay.
So yeah, this is some of the things that I suppose would be on an iconic list of local things. Obviously, not mentioning many of the actual sort of meats and fish up in the North Coast and stuff as well. But you'll notice in front of you, and during this podcast so far, I've noticed Louis a couple of times looking down at this list of names. Irish names, is this, you've probably come across quite a few Thai names, especially when travelling down south, Louis and Ruan. But how are you finding pronunciation of some of the Irish names? I mean, you know, you look at this list in front of you, and there are some here that are certainly, at first sight, before you hear how they're pronounced, you probably think, "What? How's that pronounced?" We've got, actually, funnily enough, we've got two different lists here, and we've got one for Louis, and I thought of something here. It's totally up to you guys. I thought if we have a go at you guys pronouncing some of these names, we've got a pen there. Do you want to give me some sort of Afrikaans names and South African names, and I can try and have a go at those?
Yeah, because I thought it was a mistake of it. Yeah, I saw the formula. No, this probably from a previous discussion. Or it's pretty strange.
Because these are the people you see we're meant to be in today, and then I had to sort of set aside. I had to say, sorry, these people, none of them could. 12 people couldn't make it, so we'll get Louis and Ruan in. But I tell you what, do you want to take a second, write a few names down for me, and then I'll have a go at those, and you can have a go at these.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can try that. Absolutely.
I'll write my dad's. It's not his Christian name, but he's called this. You can try pronouncing that. People normally have a tough time pronouncing that.
Oh, okay. Right. Shall I give that a go in a minute, or shall I try it now?
No, you can try it now.
Ooh. Okay, so it's G-Y-S-I-E, okay. See, I'm trying to think of... It's definitely not what I think it is. It's probably not what I think it is at all. Gisi, is it?
It's is not it? Bad. It's Gisi, so Gisi? The G is really...
Very guttural, isn't it?
Yeah, Gisi. So Gisi, it's Gisi, not a bad effort.
G-Y-S-I-E.
Yeah, it's not a bad effort.
Okay.
I've got Jim, J-I-M, yeah, but it's probably not Jim.
I put that at the end of the, there's a list there, and I put that at the end of the list just to see if when you were sort of going through pronouncing them, you'd sort of come across Jim and go, I wonder if that's, similarly to what I've just done, I wonder if that's actually the way it's pronounced. That's, but yeah, it's Jim, it's just Jim.
It's just Jim, yeah. I thought there was going to be a catch or something.
Yeah, same with me, Mary. I don't know. It's probably the same.
Same thing, Louis, with you. Yeah,
it's a trick Mary question.
A bit of a trick question.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. Okay, you can try the top one there.
Okay. Oh goodness. Oh goodness. Okay, are these people's names or place names?
No,
or
just
place
random
names?
Random words.
Ooh. you see this top one?
Can, right, you, okay. Can you read
so
it? Can you read
I,
it?
I can read it. So basically, for those listening, it's O-N-G-E-L-O-O-F-L-I-K. Right, okay. I see Louis smiling away here. I'm trying. Right. it's definitely not how it looks. I know this for sure, because otherwise you probably wouldn't have written this down. Onkelu Flick? No? Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Is it?
Ongelooflik, yeah.
Ongelooflik?
Ongelooflik, yeah.
Ongelooflik. So it's like a lu as opposed to u. It's u. Yeah.
Ongelooflik.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe a 5 out of 10 for my pronunciation there.
It's unbelievable. It's a translation. Unbelievable.
Okay. Ongelooflik.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll practice that, obviously. Yeah, next time I see you, I'll be saying Ongelooflik. And the one below it says V-E-R-S-K-R-I-K-L-I-K. That's this correct, isn't it? So it's... Oh, right, okay. Verskriklik? No? Verskriklik?
Just try again.
Okay. right.
It's almost.
I'm sorry, boys, for this, but I'll give it my best shot. that is an R, isn't it? Vers. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Verskriklik? No?
Verskriklik.
Verskriklik.
You must really push the R. Verskriklik.
A rolling R.
Verskriklik.
Verskriklik.
That's it. That's good.
A wee bit better.
Verskriklik.
Okay, fair enough.
Well done.
Thanks, man.
Awesome.
What about someone on your list there, Louis? You have... okay. We'll go for one or two in a minute.
This is...
Wait, what's the top one there on yours, Louis? What does it say?
Yeah, it's spelled G-E-A-R-O-I-D-I-N.
Okay.
Sheesh. Geroiden?
almost. Geroy Jean.
Okay,
yeah.
So you almost pronounce like a D as a G.
Geroy Jean.
Okay, is that a name, obviously?
It is, yeah. Irish name, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm, for sure.
Geroy Jean. Okay, brilliant. Geroy Jean.
Rue, what about you?
B-E-B-H-I-N-N.
Okay, what do you reckon? What do we think?
Bevan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bevan.
Bevan, the BH being a sort of a V, so well done with that one.
Well done.
Well done with that, yeah. I know you guys were talking about your kids. It feels like I'm back in first year of school again.
Okay, my next one is D-E-A-R-B-H-L-A.
Ah, yes.
It's Durba.
Almost. If you think about the, in Rue's last one with the BH, if you think about the BH being a sort of a V.
Dirva.
Dervla.
Okay.
I like as well how you've got the a bit of an accent as well, the Northern Irish, so when you're putting it in.
Dervla.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about you, Rue? What's the next one on yours?
C-O-N-N-L-O-A-D-H.
Mm-hmm. What do we think?
Conloy.
Almost. Conla. Yeah. Fair play, Conla. Guys. Fair play. That's quite good. Some of those are tricky ones.
My next one is so tough. C-A-O-I-M-H-E.
Ah, yes, yes.
Jeepers, I don't know. Koima.
It is Kiva. Yeah.
Okay.
C A O I M H E.
Where does the Kiva?
Kiva. So you think it almost? Kiva is.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. My next one, I think, is easy. Is
okay.
Like Tide Furlong's name.
Yeah.
T-A-D-E-G-H.
Yeah, that's the one. Tide. Yeah. Tide. That's, you guys are doing pretty well with these. Some of these. Rue, what about your list? Oh, next one. A-O-I-B-H-E. What do you think that is?
I'm going to go and say it's a different spelling for Abby.
Ooh. Might be a nickname for someone of this name, but Eve, or some would say Eva.
Really?
Yeah. It's similar to the way Kiva is spelled, only okay, we've got a B this time, and yeah, Eve, okay. Eva. Okay. And yeah, the last two are Mary and Jim, so
yeah. they're
pronounced just like Mary and Jim. Yeah, but yeah, okay. Have you any more sort of, are there any more Afrikaans words you can think of that I would
get some paper.
Absolutely. Let's think for a minute.
I've got two of the politest guys in rugby who are trying now to trick me, which is quite amusing.
Give me
really.
A sentence next time.
Oh, you sentence. Got, oh, goodness. Wow.
Well, it's only three words. So next time you've got some of the South African guys coming in, you can ask them that.
Okay. Ooh. Is that H-O-E at the start, or is that H?
H-O-E, sorry, my writing's pretty bad. H-O-E.
Wow. Is that who Gandit? I don't know.
Who Gandit, it means.
Who Gandit. Oh, it's the Gandit.
So next time you've got someone in the studio, yeah, you can start with that.
Yeah, Franco or someone coming in.
I'll say that.
Yeah, okay.
Is he a Chobras one there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
I think in English, it's the same spelling in English, but you'll pronounce it differently.
Yeah. That's also a name, the bottom one.
Okay, but it's going to be spelled. So we've got G-A-B-R-I-E-L, which one would say would be Gabriel. However, this is not going to be this easy, of course. It's the same name, right, but different pronunciation? Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's the same, okay. Gabriel, no? Gabriel?
Gabriel.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
That's a good effort. I think that's
so. Yeah, so that's just interesting, and it's one of the things for me growing up and watching rugby and TV and seeing so many overseas stars coming across to play at Ulster. It's a beautiful thing to have, you know, that combination of cultures there and different perspectives and so on as well. So fair play to you guys for attempting some of those.
I had my daughter counting for us yesterday. She's in P1.
Yes,
and we sort of realized now that eight sounds like Northern Irish people. So
yet.
Yeah, so she says
yet.
So it was pretty funny. So we recorded it and sent it to the family, and they had a bit of a laugh. So
yes,
yeah. So she's got the Northern Irish accent at the moment, so it's pretty funny. So I think she thinks we're pretty weird because we don't sound like her. But
yes. it's very funny. Even when Lamai Pani's daughter speaks Afrikaans, the Belfast accent comes through even Afrikaans. Yeah. So it's quite funny to hear.
It's awesome. And they speak, your children, Ruan, speak Afrikaans in the house, don't they? Around the house and
yeah,
to you guys.
Yeah, we just speak Afrikaans to them, but she obviously, being in school, she prefers English. And my little boy also sort of prefers English now, because when they play together or fight, it's all in English. So, so I think we're trying to sort of keep their roots and still have them speak Afrikaans and understand Afrikaans at home. But I think it's awesome for the kids to learn English from a young age. I think for me, coming from Luma, I was only exposed to English in high school. So I think they'll sound a bit better and have a better accent than me. But I still want to sort of keep the roots, but English is slowly but surely taking over.
Yeah, well, you know, we mentioned it earlier, but as you look back on your career and time at Ulster, Ruan, what are some of your memories, your favourite memories, maybe top couple or three?
Obviously, making your debut is pretty special, and coming from South Africa, you don't know what to expect. You're not sure how the fans will take to you, and will they be happy with the way you perform and play for the team. And I think sort of from the beginning, you want to try and play as well as possible and try and make a difference to the team. So I think making my debut against Edinburgh in 2010 was pretty special. I think that 2011-2012 season was great to be a part of, making it all the way to the Heineken Cup finals, although we didn't win it. Just the way the people supported us, no one expected us to get there, and that quarter final in Munster was amazing. The semi-final at the Aviva was incredible, to see so many people travelling down from Belfast to Dublin was incredible. And also just the whole atmosphere and the vibe around Twickenham that day was incredible. We were beaten by the better team, and you know, they were in good form that season, so that was always going to be tough. And yeah, I think Friday nights at Ravenhill is always special, no matter where you play. It's always a good crowd. We like playing at the Kingspan Stadium. on a Friday night. So I think there's so many games and you know, to mention. So I think to single out a few, that will probably be the ones that stood out.
And we've got an exciting summer coming up with some of the games of the Women's Rugby World Cup being held at the Kingspan, and plenty of things down the line in the future, Ruan, as well. Do you think you'll be coming back to visit maybe every so often? And
I'll definitely come and visit. I won't be too far away, a couple of hours, and I'll be able to come and visit. And obviously for us as a family, this is home. So once I hang up the boots and I've decided that I've had enough, I wouldn't mind moving back to Belfast. We've been here for a long time now, and this is home for us. And I would always, you know, like to get involved with the club in some capacity and sort of give back what they've given to me. So I think if you could ask me what my dream job will be in a couple of years' time, it'll just be to sort of, get involved with the club and give back to what they've given me, and also try and get involved with something outside of rugby. I think, you know, just to stimulate my brain in a different way. I've grown up with a rugby ball. My dad coached, so it's always been a part of me. So, I'm excited to what the future holds. Maybe I decide to still be playing at the age of 40, and I might get a last stint at Ulster. But the club's been really good to me, so hopefully we'll be back.
Well, boys, I really appreciate you guys coming in to chat today. It's been very educational, I think. Yes, it's fair to say.
Absolutely.
And a real pleasure on my part. So thanks once again. I'll let you get back to your tato cheese and onion crisps, which you, you were stuffing in the car. No. All the very best, guys, with the next run of matches and, of course, on Friday evening. And hopefully chat to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.